Challenges in e-commerce adaptation in rural areas. Limited internet connectivity restrict access to online platforms. Low digital literacy hinders entrepreneurs from adopting e-commerce tools. Investment in training programs are essential for skill development. Government and private sectors must promote digital literacy initiative. Addressing infrastructure gap can always unlock rural e-commerce full potential. Impact on policy and rural entrepreneurship. Policies like subsidy and financial aid foster rural development. Environmental law also increases sustainable practices, which may lead to increase the cost of the product. Shift in agricultural or trade regulation affect business profitability. Entrepreneurs aligns with policy on sustainability gain competitive advantages. Consistent policy support ensures long-term rural business stability. Trade regulation and market access for rural enterprise. Trade agreements lower barriers. They enable global market access for rural products. Protectionist policies and stringent standards pose challenges for exporters. Rural businesses must adapt to changing the trade dynamics for competitiveness. Supportive policies improve opportunities for rural exporters in global markets. Entrepreneurs leveraging fair trade initiative benefit from ethical consumer demand. Advocating for rural friendly policies. Entrepreneurs and NGOs advocate for finance, infrastructure and market access. Collaboration with government shapes policy support rural collaboration with government shapes policies supporting rural growth. Advocacy focuses on broadband expansion to boost digital connectivity. Entrepreneurs work to ensure flexible regulations for smaller businesses. Advocacy for consistent policy promote rural business innovation and resilience. See, advocacy for rural friendly policy is very important. Why advocacy is important? And who will do the advocacy? It is advocacy can happen through multiple channels. It can happen through the NGOs who advocate for finance. It can also happen with the trade bodies, which we have learned in our previous sessions. It can also be let us see what is advocating. Advocacy is nothing but a person or a group or a firm who understands the policy. Usually policy has been written by government, and government may have the insight or they may not have the insight. So there needs to be certain groups or association or people who actually collaborates with government or who engages with government to make them understand that what are the policies which is rural friendly. First of all, there needs to be an approach which says, okay, the focus on rural is more important. First important is that. So now over these years, we have understood that, okay, focus on rural is very important now. You cannot just view rural as a consumer or just a raw material supplier. You need to view rural as a partner, an equal partner, not only in raw material vendor. It can produce what you are doing it in. It can be you can have the rural areas, okay, like the urbans, right? So there need to be a people who are educating on the aspects of what are rural friendly policies, how they can view it, what are the challenges. Even I'm not restricting myself on roads, on internet connectivity, or I'm focusing on education. when you are doing education, people who are the children should know what they are doing, what they should do, and what are the pride factors. There are so many other aspects which government should focus. Collaborating for support, policy support and sustainability. Stakeholders balances sustainability and growth in policy development. Entrepreneurs provide input for regulation that addresses rural needs. There has to be some kind of input, a regular input coming in from entrepreneurs. And how they are going to provide? By being connected in with through various networks, to various associations, through various chambers, to various industry bodies. When you are in constant touch, you can get information, and with that information you can provide your input also, which will actually help you or help the rural larger audience or larger population of the rural which will address their needs. Collaborative framework assists small businesses in eco-friendly transitions. Partnership ensures rural entrepreneurship, which remains a national priority. As I've told you, now, okay, rural policies are at the center of all the priorities. So it has become a national priority. So the rural entrepreneurship is not just on one state. It is at a national, when it is at a national stage, so when it is at the national level stage, so the priority of the center and the state governments remains equally high. Continued advocacy support investments in rural development program. Leveraging technologies and policies for growth. AI, blockchain, IoT empowers rural businesses to innovate and grow. E-commerce expands market reach. Policy support for sustainability and rural also fosters growth. Advocacy ensures policy to remain conducive and towards rural entrepreneurship. It should actually motivate the young and the rural community or the socially backward community or the women community to come in the mainstream, to come in the rural entrepreneurship, and to adopt or to take care of some of the other businesses. By adopting these tools, rural entrepreneurs position for long-term success. Importance of international collaboration for rural entrepreneurs. See, this is a very important topic. Now, 10 years back, not many people were talking about it. Now, it is a subject, okay, at this management level, wherein we are talking about international collaboration, which will provide not only urban, but also rural entrepreneurs to access global markets and resources, right? It also enables rural businesses to export products like agricultural goods, handicrafts, an eco-friendly product. Collaboration helped government and rural entrepreneurs to adopt advanced technology. It also brings partnership and foreign investments. These collaboration also enhance innovation and competitiveness in global market, because once you collaborate with the international players, you understand their reach, their requirement, their nuances, and you start working on it. Initially, you will not gain traction, but with sustained feedback, with collaboration, with sustained effort, you will get deeper into it. And it is only not you, right? It is the your audience in the global market. They also need time to adopt to your product. They may not understand. I have many of my Italian friends, because I work in an Italian company. I have a lot of Italian friends who doesn't know a lot of aspects, but when they come, I invite them to my home, we meet for some dinner, there we exchange some kind of ideas, and there I understand they do not understand simple dragon fruit is something which is not available there. And she was one of my colleagues, she was so excited about the dragon fruit, so I took her to one of the, and she she not even loved it, but she actually, when I told her about the nutrients value, she was okay. This is something which we don't get it in Italy. So there are like these, there are so many information, and dragon fruit is also not our, we are just producing it, okay, using some, it is also not a organic product, right? It is a cross mako product. So basically, you can when you meet them, you understand their requirement, you understand what is not present, and you will also understand whether they like or not. It may be possible they may like some aspects and they may not like some aspects. So when you get sustained feedback, sustained, and when you collaborate with them on a regular basis, you also get some feedback, and which is better for the product development also. Global market access to collaboration. Global market offers rural entrepreneurs an opportunity to expand their customer base significantly. Unique products like organic tree, handicrafts, eco-friendly goods find high demand. Collaboration with international distributors help rural products enter niche market abroad. E-commerce is also some of the aspect which helps selling them globally. Exporting products through global collaboration boost global economy and income. Technology transfer and innovation in rural areas. International partnership allow rural entrepreneurs to adopt advanced technology. These technology improve efficiency, such as precision farming for better yield and sustainability. Technical transfer enables modernized production for operational process and in rural industries. Collaboration with agri-tech firms also optimize resources and reduce cost. Access to innovation through partnership also empowers rural entrepreneurs to compete globally. Foreign investment and funding. Collaborations bring foreign investments. International development grants also support projects promoting sustainability and social impact. Investment enables rural entrepreneurs to modernize operation and diversify offerings. Partnership with global organization always offers financial backing for growth initiative. Access to funding ensures rural businesses can thrive and expand to broader markets. Regional trades agreements and collaboration. Region trades agreements reduces tariff and simplify cross broader trades. These agreements help rural entrepreneurs sell products in neighboring countries. Economic integration provides shared infrastructure and streamlined trade policies. Rural businesses benefit from access to regional value chains and expanded market. Collaboration in trade agreements strengthen regional economies and rural industries. Economic benefits of regional integration. There are a lot of economic benefits of integration, specifically when you call the regional. The trade agreement facilitates shared resources. Joint ventures enables rural entrepreneurs to access regional infrastructure and technology. Regional collaboration also supports the creation of value-added industries and rural areas, isn't it? Innovations like transportation and digital project benefit all participations. Integration increases competition, also enhances the market access for rural enterprise. There are some challenges also in global and regional trade, like regional trade face competition from urban. Rural entrepreneurs often face competition from urban and global businesses because they have more resources, they have larger talent pool, they have a lot of money to spend. Complex trade resolution also have a very can be a barrier to you rural exports also. There is a lot of regulations and policy driven, okay, which is not the rural export doesn't understand this nuances very correctly. So they often seem this is also termed as a barrier. Limited internet access is also some rural areas hinder digital trade and global integration. Overcoming these challenges requires partnership with government and private stakeholders. Addressing these barriers always ensures rural entrepreneurs can maximize trade benefits. Growth opportunity in rural entrepreneurship. Growth opportunities in rural entrepreneurship. Now, according to some of the reports, the demand for sustainable products like organic goods and renewable energy solutions are rising tremendously. Also, digital platform and technology, which creates a new way for rural business, it keeps on innovating. Green business model, ecotourism are some of the emerging and high growth sectors, because these segments do not need any input. They just need to see that you can offer this kind of tourism or ecotourism, which I have told you in my previous lectures. You just have to use those terrain, and you just need to see that and these kind of trades are not only rising, it giving benefit, it is also giving benefit to other products. Consumer preference for ethical and locally sourced product favors rural entrepreneurs. Increased focus on sustainability and digital tool often support long-term rural businesses. Future challenges for rural entrepreneurs. So wherever we go, challenges comes behind us, right? So you, while we have future opportunities, while we have talked about the roles of future, there will also be some challenges, right? So what are these challenges? The challenges are competition, tough competition from urban market, which requires rural businesses to differentiate their product. See, we need to understand, or the rural entrepreneurs needs to understand. If you are competing with urban market, you need to have some differentiation in your product line, in your offerings, or some may even create some kind of marketing initiative or the campaigns which should actually talk about, or which should not compete directly with the urban markets. You should talk about your differentiator. And in the larger scheme of market, in the larger scheme, only differentiator will help you survive or flourish. Infrastructure issues like unreliable internet and transportation must be addressed. There are a lot of infrastructure issues. So I would not say, like 20 years back, when there were no roads in the rural areas, in some of the rural areas. Right now, there are trunk roads. There are some roads, there are some reliable roads, and there is a reliable connectivity. But then these connectivity should be there at the last mile. These road connections or railway connections or should be there at the last mile. Climate change also poses risk to agriculture and resource-based rural industry. Basically, agriculture, fishing, all these areas, okay, have a lot of climate change, because nowadays you do not have systematic, like gone are the days when you had rains in those 4 months only. And after 4 months, you never used to have any rains. Because what happens, post rains, you harvest, and then there is a crop. And if there is a rain which comes in December or November, it will actually hamper the entire production. So there is a lot of challenges which lies in future challenges which for rural entrepreneurs, specifically in this area. Rural businesses also need support to navigate evolving trade and regulatory environments. Investment in infrastructure and sustainability will help overcome these challenges. Strategies for long-term sustainability. And there are some strategies also for long-term sustainability. Basically, embracing new technology will improve efficiency, and it will also lower operational cost. Focus on renewable energy and sustainable practices to appeal eco-conscious customers or markets. Diversify income streams to reduce risk from dependency on single industries. So you need not need to you not only need to have multiple income streams, but you need to focus that those income streams are from different industries, from different products, which will help you. Even if that industry is having some kind of issues, say I am not only restricting myself to demand. Demand may come or go, demand may increase or rise, but there would be certain challenges from the supply end also. You may face challenge in a particular industry or particular product from the supply side also. You may have the demand, but you do not have the supply. So you cannot produce or give those kind of product. For example, I'm not restricting myself to only product. I'm also opening myself in terms of services. So there would be a demand in the rainy season, okay, for ecotourism in a particular segment. So due to high rains, your village is experiencing with floods. So once there is a flooding, what is happening? Will you be able to give offer your services, ecotourism? No, you will not be able to provide that. So if you are only dependent on your tourism, then what are you doing? You are putting yourself at risk. So that's why I am mentioning that single industry should be avoided. You should have multiple streams, not only multiple, but multiple streams coming in from multiple industries. Build partnership with local stakeholders is also one of the aspects, because it will also boost your financial viability and will also give you technical and tactical supports. Adopt flexible business model to adapt the changing market conditions and trends. Leveraging on technology for growth. Digital tools like e-commerce platform will always help rural entrepreneurs reach global audience. AI and IoT will enable optimized operations and better resource management. Blockchain will enhance transparency and it will actually embed trust within the supply chain and it will also attract global buyers. Training in digital literacy will equip rural entrepreneurs to leverage technology effectively. Engaging with online platforms ensures visibility and competitiveness in digital market. Strengthening of community engagement. Rural businesses must engage with community. They, by providing jobs, supporting trade fairs, and investing in local project, will always benefit community. Entrepreneurs can promote education, healthcare, infrastructure development. Social enterprise often prioritize profit alongside social and environmental impact. Community-oriented business models create trust and sustainability amongst the rural economy. Vision for future of rural entrepreneurship. There has to be a vision, like rural entrepreneurship will always drive sustainability, innovation, and inclusive growth. Emphasize on eco-friendly product and digital transformation always ensures competitiveness. Collaboration with global regional stakeholders will always enhance market access. Sustainable practices and community engagement will create lasting impact. Rural businesses are poised to lead the way in addressing global and local challenges. Call to action. Now, what is the call to action? Call to action for collaboration and innovation. We have already discussed this in our previous chapter. Rural entrepreneurs should actively seek global and regional partnership for growth. You need the regional partnership, you need global partnership, be it urban, be it global. You need different partnership, because what happens with partnership, you get different knowledge. If you get knowledge, you get funds, you get access to market. There are so many other things. You get access to supply chain. Adopting technology and sustainable practices will future-proof rural businesses. Advocacy for rural-friendly policies will ensure continued support and development. By strengthening network and engaging communities will create resilience amongst the rural economies. So basically, if you keep on strengthening network, I'm not talking about a network within communities, but also beyond community, beyond region, beyond geographies, beyond markets, it will actually keep the rural market resilient, because there may be now we are all seeing that you may experience slowdown in some market, then you need to have access to several markets, so that even if there is a slowdown in a particular market or in a particular segment, you can tap at the economies and market also. Say if you are dependent on one market in international and the war hits in that market, what are you going to do? That's why you cannot put all your eggs in one basket. Together, rural entrepreneurs can shape thriving, sustainable communities for future. And while I say this, I mean it, because rural entrepreneurs, Indian rural entrepreneurs, are the global leaders. 20 years back, when the entire when I was in the school, the entire trend was everyone was going to for the IT industry. So now, after 25 to 30 years or 40 years, now all Indian managers, all global managers, the top managers are Indians. What is happening? When the particular population strive for getting into the jobs, they keep evolving, they keep growing in that industry. And when they keep growing, they become market leaders, they become the leaders. And when they become leaders, what happens? You create an ecosystem for the entire community to strive. So what we have done it in IT industry, we can also do it in the entrepreneur mode, specifically which is focused on rural entrepreneurs. With this, I conclude my last chapter. It was a very pleasure, and it was a very for me it was very motivating, and it was very insightful information also. I hope there was a learning in this chapter. You also gain a lot of industry knowledge also. I have tried to make it as simple and as interesting as possible, and I believe it has value, added value to your entrepreneurship mode. And I believe with this chapters, with these sessions, you would have gained some insight on rural entrepreneurship. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you so much.